I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. For years, Connecticut's public schools have been funded using a complicated formula that's left many schools underfunded. And there's no clear consensus on how to fix it. There's a multitude of ways that schools are funded in Connecticut. The formula for deciding how much money an open choice school gets is different than the formula for a magnet, which is not the same as a traditional public school, or a state charter, or a technical high school. Well, you get the picture.
In order for all of the students in our state to achieve at high levels, we need to make sure that we are equitably funding our schools.
That's Katie Roy, director of the Connecticut School Finance Project, an advocacy group asking for fundamental changes in how the state funds schools.
We need to make sure that we are funding schools in accordance with the learning needs of the students that they are serving.
The Education Cost Sharing Grant is the single most important source of money for education from the state to local cities and towns. A few years ago, the legislature essentially abandoned this formula in favor of something that State Senator Beth Bai says is basically arbitrary.
This is so complicated, and right now we're not using a rational basis for school funding.
Bai chairs the Senate's Appropriations Committee. Fellow Democrat and Education Committee co-chairman Andrew Fleischman agrees that there are inequities, but he sees a different solution to the problem.
It's a strong formula if it's used properly. The challenge has been years of underfunding that affected different districts in different ways.
According to research by the Connecticut School Finance Project, 8 of the 10 most underfunded districts are the poorest in the state. Waterbury was shortchanged by over $51 million and Bridgeport by nearly $43 million. Fleischman says he believes the state has made strides to eliminate inequities. A pending decade-old lawsuit slated for trial this January will determine the state's constitutional obligation to adequately and equitably fund Connecticut's public schools. David DeRoche, WNPR News.